Conversation with the MEC of for education in the Western Cape, MEC David Maynard, of course, to talk about the process in placing 1,586 learners of the grade 1 and grade 8 students for the 2025 school year. As of the 7th of February, a total of 131,800 or 98% 0.8% of unique grade 1 and grade 8 placement applications are already in process. Joining us on the line is the MEC for Education, Minister David Maynard. Minister, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning and good morning to all your listeners.
Speak to us about the process that the department undertakes to handle the oversubscribed schools where there are more applications received than available spaces.
Well, as you said, in your opening remarks, we have placed 131,800 grade 1s and 8s, which is about 99% of all learners, and we are now working on placing 1,586 grade 1s and 8s. What we currently are doing is we are finding that learners are not arriving at schools. In other words, they registered but then did not enroll. So spaces are opening up at schools, and we are placing learners in those places. We also, once we better understand the distribution of pressures, we are putting down mobile classrooms. I think 51 have been approved and are in the process of being put up, and 12 more will be approved shortly. And of course, we are continuing to roll out additional infrastructure, building 3 new schools and 127 classrooms in order to accommodate the admissions pressure.
Yeah. I'm wondering then how, what happens if a learner has not been placed by the start of the school year? And then also perhaps if you can, in that response, perhaps give us an update in terms of learner placements for 2025 and if that process is now concluded.
Well, the process for 2025, of course, is not not concluded. We still, as I've said, have learners who we are in the process of placing, particularly in our entry grades, grade 1 and 8. For parents who have not been, whose children are not placed, I mean, obviously this is a difficult time. We commit to working with parents to place every learner, and we would like parents in the first instance to ensure that they have updated contact details so that the department can be in contact with them. That is proving to be a little bit of a challenge. But also, if parents have not applied or need assistance, we would like them to immediately be in contact with our education districts so that we can assist.
Yeah. I'm wondering then, when we last spoke, I think, to your spokesperson, you know, she shared with us that there was still a handful of learners that still needed to be placed that actually applied on time. We know, of course, there are late registrations, and at times that is where the delay sits in terms of placement. But there were a handful that did apply on time that was still awaiting placement. In terms of an update on that, are all of those learners that did apply on time at the start of 2024, have all of those learners now been placed already?
You're absolutely correct. I mean, we are currently focusing, obviously, on the immediate challenge, which is to place the large numbers of learners who applied extremely late. But there is a small proportion of learners who did apply on time and who we are working on placing. The principal challenge there appears to be that we are struggling to get hold of parents so that we can work with them to ensure that their children are placed. And that's why we encourage parents to ensure that we have updated contact details so that we can be in contact with parents and work with them to ensure that every child has a place at a school in our province.
Yeah. I want to talk about the impact of, you know, the reduction in the number of teachers for the 2025 academic year. I understand that there have been some additions and more posts will be made available based on recent reporting. But speak to us about the impact since the start of the year on having a reduced number of teachers in the Western Cape.
Well, there's no doubt that the impact of reducing the basket of posts has placed schools under significant pressure. But as a response to that, we have are going to make available up to 477 what we call growth posts available to, in the first instance, new schools, but then especially to schools where there is significant numbers of additional learners. As soon as we've completed our 10-day SNAP, which is a survey of the actual numbers of learners at our schools, then upon application from the districts, we will start to allocate growth posts to schools, which we think will go a long way to relieving the pressure and supporting our schools, particularly our schools serving poorer communities in our province.
Mm. In terms of the additional teachers that essentially the department will be placing over the next couple of months, who's going to be prioritized and how will that criteria be set?
Well, the 477 posts will be distributed to schools. In the first instance, we will try to match and place teachers who have been declared in excess in those posts. If that is not possible, then of course, any applicant or qualified applicant is obviously entitled to apply, and those posts will then be filled.
Mm-hmm. In terms of 2026, of course, we are now in 2025. There's some conversations around, of course, the austerity measures that have been put in place, and it seems as if it's likely to continue. Do you anticipate any further teacher cuts for 2026?
Well, it is early in the admission cycle. The national budget has not been tabled. There is still very significant uncertainty. And so we are just simply unsure about what to expect over the medium term. We expect that this, when the minister tables the national budget, we will have much more certainty, and then we will have to make some decisions. But certainly we are going to do everything that we can to avoid any further reduction in the basket of posts here in the Western Cape. Mm.
So it's possible, but unlikely?
It's just simply, at this stage, too early to tell.
Mm. Minister David Manier, the MSC for Education in the Western Cape, sir, thank you so much for your time this morning.